We're on the telephone with Kelly Brunkhorst, Director of Research for the Nebraska Corn Board. Well, Kelly, understand that you folks have just wrapped up a three-year initiative in cooperation with the University of Nebraska that was looking at the feeding of distillers' grains to cattle, both feedlot cattle and cattle on forage. And sounds like you came up with some results out of that study.
I tell you what, the partnership was a great opportunity for us to kind of look at this emerging industry about 3 years ago when we saw this huge increase of distillers grains coming on the market, and really allowed us to research this issue very in depth over the last 3 years, and the results speak very well of that partnership and the research that the university has conducted.
So you basically put together, what, an advisory committee to work with the university researchers?
We did. What we did is we went out and recruited a couple nutritionists from both the 4-H and the feedlot side, and then also a couple producers, one from each side, and sat with our research committee and then also the university researchers and discussed, you know, what we wanted to understand 3 years out. And, you know, a lot of those initiatives were results that we came up with. One of them, understanding the higher inclusion rates of distillers grains in the feedlot diet, and really understanding how distillers grains can fit into forage diets and range cattle.
Okay, so as far as the feedlot cattle are concerned, what were some of the key findings there?
Well, I think two of the big findings that we found out on the feedlot side were really that we now have a much better understanding of higher inclusion rates of distillers grains, sometimes up above 60 to 70%. And with that came some concerns, but the university did a great job in addressing those concerns specifically to sulfur, and was able to understand possibly that we could increase the sulfur rates compared to some earlier research that was conducted. And so that research was very good in allowing some of this applied research to go directly and right back to our livestock beef producers.
Now, as far as feeding distillers grains to cattle on forage, I think when you guys started, there probably wasn't a whole lot of research out there.
Yeah, I know there really wasn't. Terry Kloppenstein had done an excellent job on kind of initializing some of this research years back, but this over the last 3 years really allowed us to ramp up the knowledge of feeding distillers grains to forage cattle. And specifically, you know, we also looked at storage, and that was something that we hadn't looked at previous to this, and really gave us a better understanding of how we could store distillers grains out there on range and possibly for feedlot cattle too.
Okay, so where do you go from here?
You know, a lot of the discussion is, will these ethanol plants continue to extract a higher percentage of oil in distillers grains? And that creates an unknown value of what that feeding value really is for distillers grains in the future. And so we continue to work with the university on that issue, and we'll hopefully have some results over the next year or two on how having a better understanding of how de-oiled or lesser oiled distillers grains will feed into feedlot and range diets.